From Radio Cayman's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego with your latest news. The infrastructure minister tells delegates at Friday's RICS Property and Construction Conference that money will soon shift from road network development to city development as part of the Georgetown Revitalization Project.
You know, when I took over the ministry, I made the decision that before we went any further, we would need to bring in the town manager and have the person dedicated full-time to the purpose. And now that Colin is here, we will start to move those funds that we were using for the infrastructure, the road networking around the town into funding the actual revitalization of the city center. So
audio there courtesy of CIGTV. The Honorable Joey Hughes says in the past there has been between $5 and $7 million allocated in the budget to roadworks, and he expects similar funding for the city center development in earnest in the coming years. Over 200 surveyors, architects, contractors, banks and realtors attended the RICS conference. The chief officer of the portfolio of the civil service addresses more than 200 women at Friday's Honoring Women Month luncheon. Gloria McField Nixon told attendees that 50% of civil servants who have earned their associate's degree in public administration through free programs offered by government, both at local universities and online, have been women, showcasing government's commitment to making sure women can advance their careers while balancing their home life requirements. Ms. McField Nixon says it is also very important for government to provide a safe working environment.
So we've adopted our anti-harassment policy and whistleblower protection so that people can feel free to report wrongdoing.
Audio courtesy of CIGTV. In other local news, head to the National Gallery at 12:30 p.m. tomorrow to catch a lunchtime lecture on the newest exhibition, Cross Cultures.
It's a unique way to spend half an hour on your lunch break. You get to be in a stimulating, beautiful cultural environment. It's a free activity, and you get to support our local artists and learn something new about not only the artists, but this wider project as well.
Jessica Ebanks with the National Gallery says reservations are not necessary. For more information, you can call 945-8111 or email info@nationalgallery.org.ky. We now turn to the BBC with a check of international news. That's it for me. From Radio Cayman's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego.
BBC News with Marion Marshall. The president of Mozambique says he fears up to 1,000 people may have been killed when a cyclone hit the country. President Filipe Nyusi told state radio the disaster was huge as heavy rain continued to fall in neighbouring Zimbabwe. The cyclone made landfall over the Mozambican city of Beira. A team from the Red Cross and Red Crescent said that 90% of the city was destroyed. Three people have died and nine others have been injured after a gunman opened fire on a tram in Utrecht in the Netherlands. Police say the main suspect is a Turkish-born man called Gökmen Tanış. The Speaker of the House of Commons in London, John Bercow, has said the Prime Minister, Theresa May, will not be allowed to present her Brexit deal for approval by MPs a third time during the current parliamentary session. Mr. Bercow said the British government needed to make substantial changes to the current deal, which has been rejected twice, before presenting it again for parliamentary approval. The Speaker's announcement makes it likely that Brexit will be further delayed. The President of Turkey has been criticised for showing video footage of the New Zealand mosque attacks during election rallies. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan used the images to galvanise his conservative supporters, saying the attacker had ranted about Turkey before carrying out the attack. A married couple from Singapore have been jailed for abusing their maid, including force-feeding her with a funnel. The couple kicked and beat their helper from Myanmar. They told her that her parents would be killed if she complained. The former Prime Minister of Algeria, Ahmed Ouyahia, has urged the government to meet the demands of protesters as soon as possible to prevent the political crisis from spiralling out of control. He made his comments in a letter to the party faithful. BBC World Service News.